less.
Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Roberts.
In the eyes of the world, the word to describe somebody as a Kaddish, one imagines somebody Rishay Bashamayim, all his thoughts, all his movements are Meyuchid. Kveid Shemayim is kimat, not somebody leima alma ordain, somebody who's not part of the regular society. It's a Kodesh. That's how one normally views, translates that. We look in the Torah Kodesh in this week's parasha, the Tachnish Tazay. Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. The Torah says everybody, and Rashi says, Roiv lamish enemazu b'hakel, gathering everybody, and everybody had this commandment, as every Yid has it within his capacity and is capable of reaching a Madrega of Kedoshim, of being a Kodesh, that special title of being a Kodesh. So let's look a little bit, the beginning, the first Chelik, what exactly is Taich in that word Kodesh to you? What does that involve? We have various Shittas of Rishonim, just to get clear, Rashi teaches Kedoshim to you. Rashi says, "Hey, Purushim in Harayus." Keeping a person keeps himself away from Arayus, Inyonim Kedusha, Inyonim Taiva, these type of things, illicit relationships, and Kedoshim, and various in that sphere of Yiddishkeit. Is a Shana Kodesh. That's Kodeshim. A person keeps away from Arayas, Kol Mokim, Shatamoitza, Geder, Erva, Atamoitza, Kedusha. A person is shaming himself in his Maisim, his Machshoves, his Dibur, his Re'ir, his Enayim, his shaming in Yonai Kedusha, does his Kodeshim to you. That is Rashi's Pshat. The Ramban doesn't agree with that. Ramban says clearly, Lefidaiti ein haprishus lifroish min harayus. That's not taich in Kedoshim to you. Kedoshim to you, the Ramban, quite a well known Ramban. Ramban says Kedoshim to you means that even in the areas which are muta, are things which the Torah allows. For example, macholis, if he's allowed to eat. But to lose himself, lose control, to be a novel gurushus haTorah. To go and to indulge and say, well, it's kosher, it's got a good hechshan, I'm allowed to, and to eat and to lose control of ourselves in the dvorim hamutorim, that is the opposite. That's what the Torah means Kedoshim to you. So a person exercises self-control. So you don't need to be Reish of Hashemayim to be a Kodesh. A person shows, and you're in this food in other areas which the Torah is massive for us. But a person not to control himself and say, I know this is mutter, but nevertheless, I'm going to control myself. That is also a chelik, an area of Kodesh. According to the Ramban, that's Kodeshim to you. Mekayim Kodeshim to you, and you become a Kodesh through that. And you're deserving the title of Kodesh. According to the Rashi, it's being Perish, Minarayis, and that area. And it comes to, according to the Ramban, Kedoshim to you means nothing to do with Averis, even in the areas of Shamuta, to control oneself and not to indulge in everything which is, allow oneself to have everything that one wants in Inyone, in Dvorim HaMutorim. That's Rashi and the Ramban. One more pshat we will see, and then we'll move on to the Rambam. The Rambam is a very interesting Rambam, how he translates Kedoshim to you. Very interesting. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, when he tells us what he includes what's called a mitzvah, what he brings in his list of tariag mitzvahs. So these certain conditions, what belongs, what doesn't belong, says the Rambam, Hashayrish Horavi, She'ein roi limnois hatzivuyim hakoilelim hatayrakula. I don't bring in my list of tariag mitzvahs those commandments which are very inclusive, include everything. For example, the Torah says, and he gives the pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim, says, "Uvachol asher amarti aleichem tishomeru." Everything that I've told you to do, tishomeru, you should keep. Now that's a very generalized commandment. Eschukos haTishmeru. Another example says the Rambam, it's a general commandment. Es mishpot haTasu shmartem is mishmarti. Nothing specific, nothing particular, just a general tivu in the Torah that one should keep the mitzvahs of the Torah. That's what he says, and he adds a couple of lines, and this is what we need. Says the Rambam, ukvar tov b'shoyrish hazeh. There are people who make a mistake in this particular area. Ad shemonu kedoshim tiyu mitzvah michal mitzvah say. They include the commandment, the opening words of our parasha, kedoshim tiyu, they consider it as one of the tariag mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, it isn't. V'lo yodu ki omru, they don't realize that kedoshim tiyu is a tzivui lekayim kol ha-toira. Person should push it, keep Torah. When the Torah says, according to the Rambam, according to Rashi's Porosh Menarayis, according to the Ramban, it shouldn't be a novel, Breshus HaTorah, and according to the Rambam, it's a commandment, keep my mitzvahs, push it, and through keeping Torah and mitzvahs, a person becomes a Kodesh. You don't have to be Krichi in the Himmelan. A Yid was halt Torah mitzvahs, and the Pesukim giving all the mitzvahs, that gives a person an entitlement to belong to the area of Kodesh.
They don't want to agree.
Yeah.
How did they come to that?
It must be a Kabbalah, could be Kabbalah. Okay.
There's a big difference between the Ramban
and
the Ramban.
Yeah, different rules. Yes. But it could be, according to the Rambam, where the Rambam says that Kedoshim Tiyu is just a general commandment to keep the mitzvahs, and through keeping the mitzvahs, a person becomes a Kedoshim. It could be the Torah, the very first mitzvah, which the Torah talks about in Parashat Kedoshim after Kedoshim Tiyu, is the mitzvah of Ish Imoy V'Oviv Tiro, which is basically a mitzvah which, even without being commanded in the Torah, every normal decent human being will want to mekayim and respect and fear his parent. That's a normal, natural feeling and instinct that a person has. Even a decent guy will feel that way. Parents, your person, as the chinuch explains, that through basic understanding of hakoras hatoiv that a person has towards his parents. Oh, but we've got to know that even by doing mitzvahs, which the seichel commands us and tells us, as mechayev us to do it, that also is moisif kedusha and makes a yid a kodesh. And that's what the Torah, that could be why the Torah begins, according to Rambam, with a mitzvah which is so much one of the most seicheldik mitzvahs that we have in tariq mitzvahs, of respecting and showing towards our parents. Because once HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that mitzvah in the Torah, that becomes anybody who makes a mitzvah in the Torah, that connects him with the Mekayim HaKadosh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing the Rotzon Hashem. So even that something that his seichel is mechayev him to do, but that gives kedusha to the person and that elevates the person and he becomes diskadosh. Asher kedushon of mitzvah. Even mitzvahs which the seichel is mechayev us to do, it still adds kedusha. Asher kedushon of mitzvah. And Be'emes, he says that he doesn't. No, he says he doesn't. That's what he's saying.
The Ramban does. The Ramban does. The Minyan Mitzvahs, Shmuel Panait, the Ramban brengt het recht. The Ramban, hoe je twee zegt, the Ramban, ik trek het zetal als one mitzvah.
The Gemara and Erevin says, the Gemara in Erevin Daf Kuf on the base says, "Omer Rabbi Yochanan, il mole loynit no Torah. For if the Torah wouldn't have been given, hayinu lemeidim tznius meachatul, we'd learn the midah of tznius from a cat. Gezel minamola, stealing, not to steal, we'd learn from an ant. Aroyois, we'd learn miyoina from the doves. Derecheretz from the tarnagol. We learn derecheretz from the birds. So the shaila is, and the vosh, so if we can learn these things, so why is it necessary to the Torah to tell it to us? So we can understand it. If a behemoth behaves in such a way, if these creatures behave in such a way, why the Torah says, because once the Torah gives it to us, and it becomes a mitzvah in the Torah, then by doing it, if we're doing it posh because we understand, and we learn it from the animal kingdom, then we'd be posh to people who have got midas tevis and know how to behave. Now that it's become a mitzvah in the Torah, is kedoshim, is through doing the mitzvahs, we become kodesh. We become elevated. So that could perhaps be a shtickle connection between the Haskalas HaParash of Kedoshim Tiyu, according to the Rambam. Again, we had three Pshatim in Kedoshim Tiyu, Purushim Na'aroyas, Nova Bashus HaTayah, and the Rambam Kedoshim Tiyu means by through keeping the Torah mitzvahs, Tariag mitzvahs, a person becomes a Kodesh, and the Torah Dafka chooses the first mitzvah, something which is so posh to the Seichel, something which our Seichel is Machayev, telling us that if you do it, because the Torah, Ani Hashem Elekeichem, you do it because the Torah tells you, it becomes a mitzvah, and a person's respect for his parents elevates him to a Madrega of Kedusha. So that could be a Kesher of Kedoshim Tiyu with the mitzvah of Ish Imoi V'Oviv Tiro. I'd like to suggest perhaps another connection, completely a different idea, connecting why the Torah connects Kedoshim Tiyu with Ish Imoi V'Oviv Tiro. And that could be because the Yishalmi says in the Kedushin, I think it's quite well known Yishalmi, that mitzvahs kibud of the aim is chamura sheva chamurais. One of the most difficult, one of the most severe, hardest mitzvahs to mekayim properly. So much so that the Gemara in Kedushin brings, I think, on Rabbi Yochanan, a strange memra, but the Gemara says it, Ashrei mi shelo chomon. In a certain way, a person who never, his parents died before he was able to, Omed al Hadas, able to respect and to show him that in that way, a certain area he's gained because he's not, it's such a difficult mitzvah and it's so difficult to get it right. A person who never doesn't have the parents, so he can't get it wrong because he doesn't have the parents. Ashrei mi shelo chomon. Because the Gemara, the Yishalmi brings there Reb Tarfon, who showed such respect to his mother. Nevertheless, the Gemara said, even if you'd have done it hundreds and thousand times better than that, it still wouldn't be a very, very difficult, very, very difficult mitzvah. So the question here, Ibazai, is if it's taka such a difficult mitzvah, that if the demand on a child is so great, and the consequences are so grave, how can the Torah expect us to fulfill such an obligation? You're giving us a mitzvah which, according to the Yerushalmi, is almost impossible to fulfill. The Torah, that's why the Torah is makdim kedoshim to you. You, Klal Yisrael, have got to know that you have a Yid that has got such a quality of Kedusha, such a reservoir of Kedusha that he's able to do it. And I'm giving you a difficult mitzvah, and the levels and the madrigas that a person has to reach to mekayim the mitzvah is taka very difficult, or b'kadoshim to you. Klal Yisrael are capable of Kedusha, and once a person has Kedusha, he can reach the incredible heights and he can mekayim the mitzvah properly. And that's why the Torah is makdim the mitzvah of Ishim Avotero with Kedoshim to you. It's a difficult mitzvah, it's not a difficult mitzvah, but you are well capable of that mitzvah.
It's a Kedoshim to you makes you able to do the mitzvah.
Yes. Yeah. Even a difficult mitzvah that Kibada Ishim Avotero. The Torah moves on and it's in the same posuk. Ishim Avotero Veshavsoisai Tishmoiru. It makes a connection between why the Torah puts the two mitzvahs together. And Rashi brings from the Gemara, in Somach Shmiras Shabbos L'Moira Av, Torah puts together Shmiras Shabbos together with Moira Av, Loi Malach, Af Api Shehiz Artichal Moira Av, even though a person's mechuyiv to respect and fear his parents, Im Yoy Malacho Chaleles HaShabbos, if a father tells a child to keep Machal Shabbos, Al Tishmaloi. So that's the connection. you keep, you have to fear and respect your parents, other Shabbos, black Shabbos, and your father is not allowed to. All right, the Rishonim, Achreinim get very busy with this Gemara. If a father tells his child to Machal Shabbos, if the father is a Rosha, some male Chayre, anyway, you're not Mechuyiv to this. All right, that's a discussion in the amongst the Rishonim. We're talking about a mitzvah. The Rabbonon says a Chizkuni. We're talking about one of the Achreinim ones. We're talking about maybe the father hasn't Machal Shabbos yet. Oh, they try and get out of this problem. Oh, but that's basically the connection between respecting parents and Shmira Shabbos, that although however much one has to respect and fear one's parents, that's not in place of Shmira Shabbos. There is in the Sefer of Yad Kamenetsky a different Alpidrush, a connection between Ish Imay V'Ovitziro and Shabbosai Saita Shmoiru. And he says Alpidrush, I've added the Gemara is a Gemara, Rashi's bringing is a Gemara. He says Alpidrush like this, he says there are misguided people who believe amongst the Ummah Su'aylam, and unfortunately maybe amongst Haizah as well, they believe in the theories like evolution, that the world wasn't created by Kodesh Baruch Hu Chalila. Things evolved and it started off with behemoths and monkeys, and slowly, bit by bit, things happened and things came about. So such people who believe in that, they have to believe, they will believe, he said, that the further we distance ourselves from those monkeys, the better we are. We're more developed, we're more knowledgeable, and we're doing... So therefore, the older generation has to really respect the younger generation, because they're further removed, they're more advanced, and they're doing a lot better, so therefore the older should respect the younger. But we, says Abiyaka, that we believe that Adam Rishon and Chava were Yitzikava v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There was Ovezak Doishim, there was Kabbalah Satoira, and the more we move away from that, the less we are. So we appreciate the importance of having to respect the earlier generations, our parents and earlier generations. So Ish Imay v'Ovitziro, which is parents and people of earlier time, goes together with Shabbosai Saita Shmoiru. Because Shabbos, what is Shabbos? Shabbos is the idea that Shabbos is the Ois, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the Sheishes Yimei Abreishis, and we all come from that. So respecting parents and keeping Shabbos, which is our belief, our genuine belief, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and we are further down the line, and we respect the old generations, goes hand in hand. He finishes off here in Al Kamenetsky. He said he once heard from Chanav Asserman gezukt, if Darwin would have seen the Chofetz Chaim, he would never have had his shitta. A Yid like the Chofetz Chaim could never come from what he thought people came from. He says, no, he saw only people like-minded, people like himself. So he came up with his misguided, his narish guide and his nonsense. He says, of a Voltig Zen, the Chofetz Chaim, what a Yid was capable of achieving, Rav Chanan Vassar was like the Talmud Mufan of Chofetz Chaim, Avada and Avada would not have believed what he did.
Right.
Rabbi Yisrael, I'd like to move on, and we have the Sefer of Yad Kamenetsky open, of a very interesting idea. The Posuk, in Posuk Zayin, Parshas moves on to the Inyan of Pigul. The Inyan of Pigul by Korbonus. The Inyan of Pigul by Korbonus, that is, the person has a Machshova, Shas, any of the Avoidus, a manas to do whatever, anything, the zrika, whatever, shaloi, chutz, mizmanai, for example, the korban is pigul, and anybody eats from that korban, there's a chiv koris. There's a chiv koris. Eating a korban which was part of that, one of the avodas was done with a faulty machshava in certain instances, the korban becomes pigul, and anybody who eats from that korban is lelein bemezid lelein chayef koros. So Rabbi Yaakov, the halacha is, and that's mevuyeh from the Gemara, from the Mishnayos, that only a chayef koros, if a person eats a korban which was shechted machshavas pigul, if everything else of the korban was done perfectly. Everything was done, it's called the Lashon of Mishnayos, Korav Hamatirov Kemitzvosa. Everything else was done right, and the only thing that was done wrong here was a Machsheves Pigul that spoils that spurs the korban to the level that anybody, it's such a dovah chomer that there's a chiv chorus. Masha'en kein, he brings from the Mishnah, if the korban anyway was possible for other reasons as well, besides your machshavas pigel, then your machshavas pigel will not affect it as much. It's also to eat that korban, there'll be achilas kodshim, whatever, me'ila, whatever, but there won't be the high level of pigel which ruins the korban and makes it a chiyuv koros. That's the halacha. Again, you got a machshavas pigel which affects the korban to the level as a chiv koros if one eats from that korban. That's only if everything else of the korban is perfect, in place, everything's been done properly, it's be'etzem a korban, you've gone and ruined it with a machshavas pigel. But if other things went wrong as well, other problems, other pasles in the korban, then a machshavas pigel will also spoil it, will help add along, but it will not make it into a chiv, a pigle. So Rabbi Yaakov says the idea of this is, he says like this, b'chol ha'inyonim keinu, kol masha dova yokur ha'pegam nikar bo yosa. The higher level is, the better thing is, the more lofty it is, a pegam affects it more. A korban, which is be'etzem a korban, and you come along with a machshavas pigol, it affects it so badly that oichlov is oichlov v'nichrasa. But something which is on a lower level anyway, a defect on something which is not on such a high madrega, doesn't have the same effect. He gives an example. He says similar. He says in an army, got an army of people. He says if a regular soldier does something wrong, not the end of the world. Or if one of the generals if he starts doing things wrong, that can ruin everything. So the higher something is, and he wants to with that, he's very interesting, he wants to with that, he says, we say in Vidui, generally when we say Vidui, we say the word, Oshamnu Mikol Om. He says, what in the world does that mean? Oshamnu Mikol Om. We are taka worse than Mikol Om. We're worse than the Germans. He says, how can we say Oshamnu? What are we saying? Yeah, Oshamnu, it's true, we're doing things which in Nish Beseda. Abai Yitochen, Akhtar Yisrael should say, Oshamnu Mikol Om. What does it mean? So he said, Dosip Shat. He says, because Klal Yisrael are on a higher Madrega, Klal Yisrael Bale Madrega, Klal Yisrael Kedoshim, Klal Yisrael are what Klal Yisrael are. So therefore, every Osham, every Aveira that we do has a far greater effect. That doesn't mean we're worse than the Goyim. We're not saying that. Osham Mikol Om means, Hayyus, we are on a Klal Yisrael. Therefore, every Osham, every Aveira that we do, every Shtikal Oshnara that we speak, or every Machshava Leitoiva, that Osham is much worse than other nations do things, speak Aloshnara. Hot Nishin Grace doesn't affect the world, doesn't affect the Bria very much. Oh, but Klal Yisrael, Yid, does an Aveira, is Oshan Mikolam. That's what it means. And that's Reb Yaakov's maruma in the idea of pigel. If the korban itself is in a perfect situation, then a machshavas pigel will bring it right down to a chiv koros. Mashenki, if the korban anyway isn't much of a korban because it has other things, then it won't be so, then the machshavas pigel doesn't have the same effect. I saw a chidush, moving on further into the parasha, a very interesting chidush from the Bnei Yisoscha, which he teaches a psukim here. I think he brings it from the Zohar HaKodesh. Perhaps it's a medrash. It's a medrash in Parashas Baal Yisra. We have in the important mitzvah, all important mitzvahs, any particular mitzvahs, they're all important mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Bnei Seva Tokum. Vodat Nizokin, showing respect for the elders, standing up for the elders. And the Pasuk concludes, V'yareisam Elekecha. You should have fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi wants to know what's the connection. Yochel Ya'atzim Einov Kimisha Leiro. Person, he knows that LT has just walked in, and Behemoth, he should really be getting up for it. He doesn't really fancy, he can't really be bothered. So he closes his eyes, he ignores him, he's in the middle of davening, he's in the middle of learning, he doesn't see him. Says the Pasuk, Levon Shem knows of you that you saw him. So don't no messing around. That's why the Torah concludes the mitzvah of standing up for elder people with V'yareisa Melekecha. So that's Rashi's connection, that's Rashi's take on the Pasuk. The Pasuk Pshat, Vatokum, and Rabbi Shlomo knows what you're doing, and don't think that Dovar Amosel Alev Yireis Melekecho. But I saw a medrash. The Meisoscha brings, doesn't mean the medrash. He brings other Gemaras. A medrash in Parashas Baalayischa which says the following: Omar of Abba Bar Papa. Rav Abba Bar Papa said, "Kishayisi roya." When I used to see Yoshel Bnei Odom, when I saw people coming towards me, Hayisi Hayleich B'Derech Acheres. I used to go across the road. I used to go somewhere else. Shloi Lahatriach Alehen. I didn't want them to bother them, that they have to stand up for me and stop for me and show respect. I saw people, I used to go somewhere else, they shouldn't have to feel to stand up for me. Maybe it's an older person, whatever, I don't know, whatever stage in life he was. He didn't want that to happen. That's what he used to do. He used to avoid, didn't want to matriarch people to get up for him. When I told Rabbi Yosi Bar Zavida the way I behave, Omali, he said to me, no, you're making a mistake. You have to walk in front of them. They should see you. And they should get up for you. And through getting up for you, they will grow in Yerushalayim. So the Medrash, the Zohar, I think he brings it, is saying that this mitzvah of standing up and showing respect for older people, the reward for such a mitzvah is a person grows in his Yiras Shemayim. So the Yiras Melekech is not a different chapter, right? Rashi, the Yiras Melekech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees and knows what you're thinking, and knows if you have or haven't seen him, so just be careful. He's learning the Yiras Melekech is the reward which a person receives through getting up for elderly people. That's pshat in the pasuk. And with that, the Bnei Yisoscha says we have a pshat in Lechira, quite a difficult Gemara in Daf Chochesim and Aleph in Brochus. The Gemara says that Reb Zeira, Bnei Yisoscha in Chodesh Imam Chodesh Sivan talks about this. Reb Zeira was a great Talmud Chochem. Ki have a cholish migirsei when he was shvach. So he learned, he couldn't anymore. He didn't have the koich anymore to learn, to concentrate. Have a ozel, the Yosef used to go and used to sit a pischa de beir of Nosem Batuvi at the entrance of the house or the besmelish of Nosem Batuvi. Oma ki cholfi rabbonon, when the Talmid Chachamim walked by, oz eikum mikamayu. I will get up for them and I will show them respect. V'akabel agro. And I'll get reward. Now this Gemara is a Shvera Gemara. It's a Gemara is a Shvera Gemara. Mele, understand? Reb Zeira and Ishgak and Koyach. He couldn't learn it. Well, he learned till the maximum. But he didn't want to waste time. So he wants to do. Mitzvahs. So he wants to go and be Mekai in the mitzvah. And this is Parash of Nisayva Tokum. But he says at the end, the Kabbal Agra, I want to get reward. We have with the Chamishnin, with all Mishnah, we all know in Ovis, that you're not allowed to do mitzvahs unless the Kabbal Pras. So that's a pshat in the Gemara. This mitzvah you're allowed to do to get reward. Because the reward is your person grows in his Yiras Shemayim. Azam in Scha, you're allowed to. Forget, you should do it. I want to do this mitzvah, and I want this reward. I'm allowed to have. And he says, why the Mishnah in Ovis, and he brings that the beginning of Perik Aleph, the Mishnah says, "Until the Shoycha kill Mishnah Tzadi, Alti Avodim Shamshin as Harav Amnas Lekal Bepras, Eli Avodim Shamshin as Harav Shleim Amnas Lekal Bepras." And the Mishnah finishes off with something which doesn't seem to have any connection. V'yi Meira Shemayim Aleichem. What's the connection? What's V'yi Meira Shemayim Aleichem? What's the Shaychus? So, Pashas, it's a separate telos. No. V'yi Meira Shemayim Aleichem means that although the rule is that you're not allowed to do a Mazal Kavah Pras, but if the schar of the mitzvah is Meira Shemayim Aleichem, then for that mitzvah, you're allowed to do it. So we have a wonderful opportunity standing up for seva and showing respect. Tamid Chomim, the reward for that is that the reward in Ba'ilam Azeh is a person is grows in his Yiras Shemayim. Yeah, but that's Yom Shkula. Yeah, but this is, yeah, okay. The, perhaps this, we'll have to end off with this idea into Santa, the mitzvah of Orla. Orla here in Chutz Loretz is not quite the same as in Eretz Yisrael, but we have a mitzvah of Orla. 3 years, the Peiros, or the first 3 years, end up in the bin, not allowed to have any Anor. In the fourth year, you take Chodesh Lashem, and the fifth, Vashona Chamishis, Toichlu Esperioi. You should eat the fruit, Lohisiv Lachem Tuosi. And Rashi says, Hamitzvah Zois, if you keep it, B'schora ani mevorech lochem peiros hanetzira. If you keep the mitzvah, it comes to the fifth year, I'll give you a brocha, and it will grow, and you'll get extra peiros. Hayir b'kiva oima, dibra teira keneged yetzahara. Here the Torah is focusing on the yetzahara. Why? Shela yoima odam hari arba shonim ani mitztair boichinom. 4 years I've been working here, And I ended that whole thing. It's not 4 years chinam, because the fourth year lemaisa is allowed to use in Eretz Yisrael. Fikach ne'emar lo'isiv lachem tivosa. Hakadosh Baruch Hu promises an extra crop, an extra amount of tivua, and he will Hakadosh Baruch Hu will help him to overcome his nisoyin. And the obvious question which asks itself is: there are many mitzvahs in the Torah that are very demanding on our pockets, and we don't find necessarily that Rabbi Yisroel repays for kes chametz by al malekah. It's cost us a gel taka. Just been through yon to the Pesach. That's quite a costly mitzvah. I mean, nobody great. No straightening shef is an extra. That's it's yon to could be the room. But we do mitzvah shalom nas lekaber pras. And why specifically with the mitzvah of Orlah do the Torah consider it necessary to promise us an incentive when it comes to the fifth year? You're going to have extra payers. You're going to have an extra bounty of crop. What's pshat? So I saw in the sefer Teres Motche. It's called from a Motche Rogov Zuchayin Ebrocha. He was sort of America. He says it like this. An interesting idea. He says Avada. Kali Sol are well aware that mitzvahs cost, and Kali Sol are happy to give away the money to Mekayim the Rebbeinu Shem's mitzvahs. It's our schus, it's our pride, it's our honor. We don't have a problem with that. But the problem, financial losses, that's an issue. That's not something which concerns you in order to do a mitzvah. That's not a problem. The real nisoyan of Orla is not the money that it costs, but it's all the time. The time that was invested in the 3 years, a person who was for doing, who was nurturing the growth of the parents, he spent so much time. And a person who values the cheshivas of time, all that time, what's happened with all that time? Where's it all gone to? I end up throwing in there. There's no loss comparable. People who are machshiv. The world's calls, time is money. Time is life. That is the cheshivas of time. So when it comes to the fifth year, the Rebbeinu Shem said, I'll pay you back, so you will not feel, you will not have that aching sort of feeling that the time has, I wasted so much time. And in the mitzvah, this choshev mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, counting the days from Pesach to Shavuos. And Be'emes, and so one of the ideas of this counting is, Klal Yisrael left off Mitzrayim in a very low madrega. Memtesh Shari Tumah. In a short time, in 7 weeks, they reached my madrigas of Malachim. The Klal Yisrael reached the high level of Malachim. Muzdach Zayin, that Klal Yisrael during those 7 weeks utilized the time properly, and they went my madriga and madriga. During that time, that they utilized every moment to reach the madriga. Therefore, we acknowledge the chashivas of Zman by counting those very days, so that it reminds us of how much can be achieved in if a person utilizes his time properly. When Rebbe was boicha yesh koin, when he saw a yid who did tshuva and he became a tzaddik in a moment, Rebbe was boicha yesh koin olamai b'sho achas. Yesh koin olamai b'sho achas. It's true, but why was Rebbe boicha? Why is Rebbe so upset about it? Terence is because he saw how much a person can achieve in a short amount of time. To the chashivas, he felt maybe he wasn't using his time properly. Just conclude, I saw once in one of the earlier Magid books, Rabbi Shalom Shadron was walking together with Rabbi Elia Lapian, going for a walk together in Yerushalayim. Can you imagine what things they were discussing? So suddenly Rabbi Shalom, Rabbi Elia stopped, and he said, the Gemara says, Godel Hama'asa Yosim in Oisa. Person gives, that's it, tzedakah. gives tzedakah, gewaltiges chus. But godlam asa, a person who goes around and makes other people give tzedakah, that's an higher madrega. So Rabbi Elia said to Rabbi Sholem, he said, so why should that be? He's giving, the ma'asa is not giving money, the ois is giving hard-earned money. Why is the ma'asa on a higher madriga? So if Sholem says, I could see Rabbi Eliyahu got the sezogin, so I kept quiet. I wanted to hear what Rabbi Eliyahu had to say. So Rabbi Eliyahu says there's three reasons why the ma'asa, the one who makes others, encourages others to give, is on a higher madriga than the giver. He says, firstly, the one who gives tzedakah is giving money. Money is doch, it's a gewaltiges chus, or he's not giving a davar gashmi. The ma'asa, the one who's encouraging other people to do it, is helping them to mekayim a mitzvah. He's giving ruchnis to the other people. That in itself is one reason why it's in a higher madriga. The second reason he gives, and that's maybe the most obvious, he says, because the one who gives tzedakah gets covered. The one who goes around collecting for tzedakah and make other people get bizyonis. What's kimta nacham al dreis makob? You were here last week, gets all the bizyonis. A mitzvah done with bizyonis, he says, avada, that's has an extra chashivas. And the third answer, this is what he wants here, he says, because the person who is giving money is giving money. The person who goes around and collects tzedakah is giving time. He's giving away precious time, and there's nothing more precious than time. He's giving away his precious time. Thus is an ahechar madrega than the person who's giving, even on the person who's giving money. We should all be zeichim mitzvah Hashem to take this lesson from Allah to use our time, which is good Shabbos, everybody.
The motor ticket that I was going to say, my issue will be with Chiro, Mamish motor. He said, if someone spots a Rosh Hashanah, Chas v'Shalom, he said, so we need this. So I think.